This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's defense minister shared footage Wednesday of soldiers test-riding German-supplied Marder armored vehicles. Germany announced in early January that it would send 40 Marder armored personnel carriers to Ukraine, doing so in a joint announcement with the U.S., which pledged 50 Bradley armored vehicles. The UN Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, Kyiv said. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator Energoatom announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. The U.S. Senate backed legislation Wednesday to repeal two decades-old authorizations for past wars in Iraq as Congress pushes to reassert its role in deciding whether to send troops into combat 20 years after the last invasion. The Democratic-led Senate voted 66-30 in favor of legislation to repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force, or AUMFs. To become law, the repeal of the two AUMFs must still pass the Republican-led House of Representatives, where its prospects are less certain.
It is so decided.
Meanwhile, the United Nations General Assembly voted on Wednesday to pass a resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of states to combat climate change. This is a legal opinion that could drive countries to take stronger measures and clarify international law. The historic resolution seeking an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice made it to the UN General Assembly after a four-year campaign led by the Republic of Vanuatu and was passed with a consensus vote. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday unveiled more than $1 billion in funding to, quote, advance women's economic participation across the African continent, end quote, during a meeting with women entrepreneurs in Accra, Ghana. The money is expected to come from a mix of nonprofit foundations, private companies, and the federal government, and it's intended to expand access to digital services, provide job training, and support entrepreneurs.
Digital services are essential to 21st century economies, and digital inclusion drives growth for all people. Yet, there is a gender divide in the world.
Harris made the announcement during a roundtable meeting with six Ghanaian female entrepreneurs during a visit to the country. It was her final event in Ghana before she left for Tanzania on a week-long Africa tour that will also take her to Zambia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports founder Do Kwon and five others connected to Terraform Labs are wanted because of allegations of fraud and financial crimes in relation to the implosion of its digital currencies in 2022.
Terra USD was designed as a stable coin, a currency which is pegged to stable assets like the US dollar, to prevent drastic fluctuations in prices. However, around $40 billion in market value was erased for the holders of Terra USD and its floating sister currency Luna after the stable coin plunged far below its $1 peg in May 2022.
That was AP's Charles de Ledesma. A hearty cheer from the crowd as King Charles arrived in Berlin Wednesday for his first foreign trip as Britain's monarch. Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, arrived in Berlin in the early afternoon. They were greeted by the German president at the Brandenburg Gate. On his trip, the king faces the first big test of whether he can be an effective conduit for the soft power the House of Windsor has traditionally wielded, helping Britain pursue its geopolitical goals through the glitz and glamour of a 1,000-year-old monarchy.
You swear that you will well and truly serve His Majesty King Charles in the office of First Minister of the Scottish Government.
Hamza Yousaf was confirmed as First Minister of Scotland on Tuesday, becoming the first person of color to head the Scottish government and the first Muslim national leader in any Western democracy. The milestone comes 5 months after the UK got its first Hindu leader and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.